Hi there, so I want you to find a nice, comfortable place before you listen to this recording. I want you to find a place where you can close the curtains, you can maybe lounge on a bed or on a sofa, you can isolate yourself from the world for just a little while and really let yourself relax and not have to think too much. Maybe go into that state where you're sort of dozing but not quite yet asleep. And start playing this recording again when you're sitting comfortably or laying down in that nice, safe, soft place. Now, I want you to imagine a long winding staircase, a long winding staircase with lovely thick carpet, so soft and springy under your bare feet. And at the bottom is your bedroom, where you're safe, it's lovely and warm, not too hot, not too cold. Just right. And each step down that staircase makes you more and more relaxed. And you're going to take one of these steps every single time I say a number. Now I'm going to start counting all the way up at 10, and I'm going to finish all the way down at 1. With each step, you're going to become more and more sleepy. So sleepy and relaxed and safe. Are you ready to begin? I thought so. 10. And you take that first step, feeling drowsy, relaxing, like you're totally ready to go to bed. Just like if you've been lounging in front of the television for a few hours, your eyes glazing over. 9. That sense of sleepiness becoming more and more intense. You're starting to drift off to sleep. It's like you're laying on your bed in the middle of the afternoon on a cool autumn day, and you can just feel the light fading outside, and you just start to get tired, maybe ready to take a nap. Not really thinking about much. 8. Starting to drift away now. The carpet's so soft under your feet. The bed so far away, but getting closer and closer. And you know when you get to that bed, you'll get this wonderful feeling of safety. Of rest. 7. And as you wander down these stairs, feeling safer and safer and more relaxed, you realize that you're not alone. That I'm there holding your hand, guiding you down the steps, helping you slowly relax, making sure that you get safe and sound to that wonderful, relaxed place where you can finally let go of your conscious awareness, and just listen to my voice. Droning on and on, maybe not entirely aware of what I'm saying. 6. Oh, nearly at the halfway point now. You're practically falling asleep as you stand there. I scoop you up into my arms and gently carry you like a little baby so you can just relax. Just relax and feel safe and sleepy and drifty and enjoy slowly moving towards your bed like a little baby girl who's ready for her nap time. 5. Oh, we're halfway. You feel me step down that step. You feel your mind become more and more distant. My words lulling you into a lovely, gentle sense of assurance. You can feel them in your head, just gently stroking your mind, making you feel soft and sleepy and safe. You feel so safe. So safe, knowing that I've got you. 4. Oh, we're getting so close now. So close to that point where you no longer need to be awake at all. Where you'll be fast asleep, or at least your conscious mind will. Your subconscious will just keep listening to my wonderfully soothing words, helping all of your body relax, helping that twisty, turny little mind unwind, helping you fall asleep and leave a tiny part of yourself awake with someone you can trust. 3. Oh, so sleepy now, so soft. You haven't felt like this for so many years. It's like being carried to bed by your mama. You feel so warm and safe and loved and so relaxed. Whatever's going on in your life, that doesn't matter. Mama's here. I'm here. You just relax. Relax all of your body. Don't worry about a single thing. Oh, one more step. And then we're on the last step. Can you do that for me? We're going to take one step. Oh, 2. Oh, we're so close. So close to that wonderful softness, which you now realize is a crib. It's a big, soft crib just for you. And you can feel yourself in my arms, your face gently pressed up against your chest, me supporting your neck. You feel so relaxed, not thinking because you're completely asleep. Not thinking because babies don't think, do they? They just experience and relax and trust their mamas. Now, we're going to step on to the last step now. 1. How are you feeling, sweetie? That's right. Really good. You feel so good and relaxed and safe, so safe with you being held in my arms, with you being snuggled up against your mama. It's so easy just to relax, turn off all your thoughts, and let my words be your thoughts. Good girl, you're such a good girl. Now, we're going to take that final step, and then I'm going to put you into the crib, And because it's a very big crib, I'm going to climb in with you and give you a nice big hug. There we go. Zero. Oh, my good little baby. Such a good little baby. All your mind completely switched off. Completely turned off. Just blank and relaxed, like you're sleeping, a baby sleeping in their mother's arms, so safe, so relaxed, so wonderful. Now I'm walking over to the crib, oh, and I'm tucking you in. All safe under some just right blankets and kissing you on the forehead. Oh. Oh. Oh, sweetie, look at you. All snuggled up. So tiny. Tiny and trusting. Empty-headed, feeling so, so safe and relaxed. You can feel me gently, gently running my fingers down your arms. First the left side, starting at the shoulder. Your shoulder suddenly becoming so numb, so relaxed. Then heading towards your elbow, then your forearm, and finally your hand and each one of those tiny little fingers. Oh, aren't they so cute? Oh. And then the right side, shoulder first, becoming wonderfully numb and relaxed. So numb, and you feel so safe because it's me, your mama, which is stroking your arms, making you feel so lovely. Down your shoulder, down your upper arm, past that little elbow, towards the hand, and then each one of those delightful little fingers. And then I run my fingertips across your forehead, gently brushing your hair at the same time. Each of those tiny little muscles that you don't even notice that you're normally using on your face and on your scalp, just relax. And you can feel your body kind of slumping and just letting whatever happens when your muscles relax happen. So nice, so soft. And then I run my fingers across those tiny little piggy toes, starting with the big toe, moving across down towards your little toe until all your toes are wonderfully numb and relaxed. On both sides, first the left, then the right. From there, I slowly run my fingers up to your knees on the left side. And then again, slowly, gently running them up on the right. Your muscles become so relaxed, so wonderfully numb. And you just let them flop there. You don't really care about them. They're just doing their own thing. It's not something you worry about. It's something that makes you feel good. It kind of feels good to give me control over your muscles. Me, your gentle, caring mama. And then I run my hand up your right leg, over the thigh, around the knee, all the way up to just before your hips, and your leg feels so numb, you just let it relax. It's fine, you just let it relax. And then, on the other side, I gently run my hand up your leg, stopping just before the hip, and you're feeling so good. You love everything being so relaxed like this. So very, very relaxed. It's wonderful. Your hands, your arms, your feet, your legs. Next, I gently run my fingers down your neck. You're feeling so little, so relaxed. Maybe your head lolls slightly to the side, causing you to drool just a little. As your mouth and face and head is so relaxed and numb, but you don't care. It just feels so good to be this relaxed and numb and good. You want to feel relaxed, you want to have no control over your muscles, just like the little baby you are. Oh, now I'm running my fingers down your chest, starting from the left shoulder, moving across to the right, everything becoming so wonderfully numb. It feels so lovely. Moving across, circling each one of your nipples. It feels good, but all you feel is relaxation. First your left nipple, then your right nipple. And finally, I run my hand down your chest, down your abdomen. Oh, all those muscles, so numb. It feels so good. It feels so good to be so relaxed, so wonderfully relaxed. Now, there's one area I haven't touched yet. I haven't touched your crotch. And specific muscle which is down by your crotch. Yes, the one which you find so hard to relax. Well, I'm gonna make it very, very easy. So very, very easy, because you really like being relaxed and you don't care what happens when you're relaxed. Oh, look at you. You're even drooling a bit. Oh. And gently, gently I move my hand down to your crotch and gently caress. Oh, it feels so good to feel the numbness spreading there, spreading inside. Oh, you've held that part of your body for so many years. You've held it tense, keeping all that pee in. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. The numbness feels so good, and it's good to relax. It's so good. Maybe you don't need a pee and nothing will come out. Or maybe just a tiny little dribble. Maybe you really need to go and you'll end up with a little wet patch. But that's okay. It's fine. The numbness feels so good, and you really don't mind. You like the numbness, especially there on your crotch.
in your bladder. You like how relaxed it makes such a tired, tired organ feel. You want it to stay relaxed for as long as possible. Now, on the count of three, I'm going to slowly wake you up. And with each number, you're going to become more and more aware of your surroundings. One, slowly waking up, still feeling all little and lovely and kind of relaxed. Two, waking up a bit more, maybe starting to shuffle round a little bit. One part of your body feeling so relaxed still, that tiny little bladder. Three, and wide awake, feeling little and happy and so glad you had this experience. So glad. Hope that was fun.